Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I have a guest on with me that I know you're just going to love. Some of you may already know him. And if you don't, this is a great introduction. I'm speaking with Ron Shirley. He's the star of True TV's Lizard Lick Towing, the owner of Lizard Lick Towing. And we're talking about his brand new book. It's a memoir of sorts. It's called The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley, Lizard Tales. And Ron, glad to have you on with me today.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, so... Gosh, for the uninitiated, I guess, if there's anybody out there who hasn't heard of you yet or heard of Lizard Lick Towing, tell us a little bit about the show and how you came to be, and then we can walk right into Lizard Tales and learn all about your runosophy.
You know, we own a company called Lizard Lick Towing, and we do repossessions and towing, and we've been around for about 20 years, and it's run by me and my wife, Amy, who's tougher than Tarzan feet and meaner than a rattlesnake with a loose tooth. And, she's a former world champion powerlifter. She's a mixed martial arts fighter. She's a licensed mortician.
Wow.
So you put that in a pot with Lizard Lick and a guy like me that's got a haircut like Sonic the Hedgehog, and you pretty much got a reality show.
Yeah, you guys are fierce. I know that. That's for sure. And your wife sounds even fiercer than you, I think.
Oh, she is. I'm telling you. She's something else.
Yeah, she is. So so how'd you get into this? I mean, you've got a really interesting background. How did you get into the towing business and repo and all that other stuff?
When I was in college, you know, we grew up, we were so poor, me and my brother had to ride double on our stick horse. You know, we never had no money, but had a great family. And so we worked our whole lives. I've been working since I was 8 years old. And I was roofing and got struck by lightning and knocked off a two-story house, and it messed up my body pretty bad. And
yeah.
So I couldn't pay to go back to college. And I was kind of lost. And my brother, he had sold a couple cars at the time, and one guy won't pay him, and he said, "Hey, Bo, this guy won't pay me. Will you go get my car?" And I said, "You know, does a one-legged duck swim in a circle?" And I was a big boy. I was a football player. I benched a little over 600 pounds at the time, and, you know, I loved to fight. And so I went over there, and the boy got a little mouthy, and I tore through him like a tornado in a trailer park, and I've been doing repos ever since.
Wow. That's quite a story. So I guess getting hit by lightning kind of was a little gift from above, maybe, that you didn't realize at the time.
It was. It definitely altered the course of my life, and it taught me that even a cat will blink when it gets hit with a sledgehammer.
Right, and since you're a big boy, I guess repoing is something you're naturally good at, because people are scared of you when they see you coming.
You know, it is, and that was always a great asset to have, was being a big guy that loved to fight, and I won a lot of tough men contests. But what really, really makes us great repossessors is God gave me the gift of gab.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you, I could peddle fire stock in hell and make a good living. I could sell ketchup to tomato farmers, you know. And so I can talk to people. And,
yeah.
And that's what makes all the difference, you know.
Yeah.
It's being able to empathize and sympathize and just relate with them.
Yeah, you know, you've got a great combination of skills for something like this. And so how did this all weave into having your own show? I mean, obviously, you and Amy are a really colorful duo, and so how did this all come to be?
Well, you know, they came to us because of our background and whatnot, and powerlifting and fighting, and wanted to put us on Wife Swap. And I said, "Bo, y'all must be as confused as Mike Tyson at a spelling bee.
Yeah.
My wife ain't gonna do no Wife Swap."
Right.
And the money was good. I mean, it's Wife Swap pays really good money, but. You know, Amy said, "No, I'm not doing it." She's a mother of four, and she's like, "I'm not putting my kids through that."
Heck no.
And, you know, and I give her kudos for standing up, because me, you know, I was like, "Baby, you know,
yeah.
Look how many, you know, bow and arrows we can buy." And I was already thinking about hunting trips I was going on. And, but, so she refused to do Wife Swap, and, they said, "Well, can we just come film you?" So cameraman flew down from New York. 3 hours later, he got shot at. 6 hours later, I had a contract.
Oh, good Lord. Wow. What a story. I wouldn't want to be that cameraman that follows you around. That must be...
Yeah,
need
you
a little
know,
combat
our cameraman
tape.
Wear bulletproof vest, and it's hilarious. You'd think we were filming cops.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I've seen the show, and it is. It's really, it's quite exciting, and of course, you know, it. I guess it's pretty real. I mean, nothing is staged on that show?
You know, most of what you see, honestly, in all the past seasons have been real.
Wow.
If you've ever seen blood on our show, it's been real. That's our blood. We're bleeding. We're not using fake blood. Hospital scenes, doctor scenes, surgeries, kids in the hospital, all that's been real.
Wow.
When Bobby got cut, that was real. Me getting stabbed. You know, they add some things for drama, but
sure.
We have no writers and no scripts. And so we're probably the realest reality show on the market.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I'm speaking with Ron Shirley. He's the star of True TV's Lizard Lick Towing, and we're talking about his latest book, Lizard Tales, which is the wit and wisdom of Ron Shirley. And Ron, I got to ask, you know, you're a big personality, a big guy. It's easy to kind of get lost on the surface, but you're actually a really complex individual and very thoughtful. And one of the things I wanted to ask about in the book, I mean, this is a memoir basically, but it's kind of from your viewpoint. You're famous for your Ronosophies, and there's some, I mean, you know, they're funny and entertaining, but a lot of depth and a lot of truth in these. So I'm kind of curious how you started putting all this down. What led you to write all this stuff?
You know, at heart, my passion is writing, and that's what most people don't know. I'm a poet, and that's how I won my wife over. And, you know, that's the inside of me that I really wanted to get out in this book. And Random House was so gracious to let me tell these stories from my point of view, you know, and growing up, you know, people always told me, you know, I don't cuss anymore. And it, my Ronosophy and my Ronligion and my Ronisms are my way sometimes of cussing and venting and whatnot. But it's also my way of, you know, if you tell somebody that treat people the way you want to be treated, well, we've heard that all our life and it's mundane. And so it kind of blows by. But if you look at somebody when they do you wrong and you say, hey, buddy, even a dog knows the difference in being stepped on and kicked. You know,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not going to forget that.
Right.
And if you think about it, it's true, you know. And it's stuff like that, that when I talk to my kids, you know, I tell them something quirky, and they laugh, but they remember it.
Mm.
You know, I'll tell them, they'll come up and say, you know, every day's a good day above ground. I say, not if you're an earthworm. You know, and they think about it, and it just, you know, it sticks with them. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is I want people to really reflect on life and appreciate it, but I want them to catch some things in that book that just the way I feel and the way I view things.
Yeah, and of course, the way that your viewpoint is yours. It's unique to you. And the way you express yourself is also, as you say, very unique. And it's a way that people kind of remember some of the basic common sense things. So let me ask you, what's your favorite Ronosophy? Do you have one?
You know, probably the dog one is definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just teaches you a lot about life. And, you know, when it comes to women, I always say that, you know, I knew I married Miss Wright. When I got married, I knew I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, and I wanted to ask you about that. You know, you and your wife are quite a pair. And, you know, how do you make it work? Juggling working together and a family and your various individual interests. How do you make it work? How long you guys been married and what's your secret?
Well, we've been married 8 years. And the way we make it work is I remember one thing. That life is grand, but divorce is 250 grand. And I just keep that in mind whenever I'm getting upset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and does she have her own, her name is Amy. Does she have Amy-osophies or any special philosophies that...
You know, it's funny because Amy puts words together. I make up these little sayings and Amy comes up with words. She has, and we call them Amy-isms, but she has little words like she'll be walking, she'll say, look at that rug. And I'll be like, rug? You know, she'd be like, yeah, that redneck thug, you know, or she'll be like, you know, look at that slore, look at that sleuth. She comes up with these crazy words.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just her way of being funny, but she does, so, and she's got some really good ones for me and Bobby, but I, you know, I'm not repeating those.
Yeah, it's a family show. We're on Sunday morning. But, well, yeah, and there are some things in here I can't read on the air, but you have to get the book and read it. It's really, so one of my favorites was, remember, the Ark was built by amateurs. The Titanic was built by professionals. So what's that? Tell me about that.
You know, that's the Ark was built by amateurs. You know, I mean, you got to think about it. Most of the things in life that are successful are just regular, everyday country is cornbread type folks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you want to make a difference, be a difference. And I love the fact, the old saying by Spurgeon, that the snail made it to the Ark through perseverance. You know, regular people can make huge differences. It's not all the highfalutin, high-end people that change the world. It's us. It's us common people.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that, you know, think about that, Bo. You know, Noah ain't never built nothing in his life, and he built an ark. You know, you got millions of dollars of scientists and engineers building a Titanic, and they sunk that mug like a submarine with a screen door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I'm speaking with Ron Shirley. He is the star of True TV's Lizard Lick Towing, and we're talking about his latest book, Lizard Tales, The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley. So let me ask you, Ron, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you or that you've ever done? Because this book is filled with all kinds of adventures. So what's kind of the nuttiest thing ever?
You know, it's hard to really pinpoint one crazy thing because my life was just crazy. But I think that when we drove that convertible car through a car wash, not realizing that it had scalding water, that probably ranks in the top five.
Yeah. Well, and I'm intrigued to find out that it's that as opposed to, you know, being shot at or, you know, some of the more violent things that happen to you. But yeah, driving through a car wash like that would be a little bit nutty, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't thinking. We were young college kids partying. We had the top down and, you know, one of the guys had got a little car sick in the car. So we thought we'd clean it out since it wasn't our car. And we just going to run it through the car wash. Well, man, I'm going to tell you, that hot wax, I still got scars from that hot wax.
God.
Ooh, I was out of there like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. That's, I know. You know, and I think every kid has sort of this fantasy, like, what if I drive through the car wash? But you got to watch out for the hot wax.
Yeah, you'd rather nail a raw egg to a tree. It's a whole lot easier.
Yeah, right. And, you know, Ron, I know that one of the things that you're particularly passionate about, in addition to your show and your family and writing this book, which is just, it's fun and there's great pictures in it. But you also have a website that you wanted to share a little bit about. So tell us a little bit about your website.
You know, our website really gives you a view of who we are and what we are, and it allows you to go. We're very active on our social media. We actually respond to everybody personally.
Oh, wow.
We take an hour and a half a day and work social media, me and Amy. So you go to our website, and there's a lot of Ronisms on there, but there's a lot of dirt words of the day. I love to write inspirational things.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of dirt words, my favorite Bible verses, links to our Twitter and our Facebook, our Lizard Lick store, bios of our whole crew. So, you know, if you go to our website, most websites are geared towards selling stuff and whatnot, but our website is geared toward letting you know who we are and being able to interact with you. And that's what it's about. I tell everybody, God put us here, fans keep us here, and we want to keep the fans happy.
Yeah, it's a lovely website, and there's a lot of great things. I'm happy to know you respond to people. So anyone who's listening, if you're a fan of Ron and the show, or just want to get to know him a little bit, you know, send him an email or get on Facebook and post a message, and you know, you've heard it here, he will get back to you. So let me ask you, any other books in the works? Because this one is really, you know, your story's not done. What's coming next for you?
Yeah, you know, that book was up until the TV show, and I'm going to do a book now after the TV show, all the crazy stories you don't see on TV, all the things that happen behind the scenes, you know, we've met some really phenomenal people and had some great times. You're in Nashville, right?
Yes, we are.
I've got a good friend up there named DJ Silver.
Ah.
And I've got some stories. That boy right there, I'm going to tell you what now. He's on tour with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
Mm.
He's their personal DJ, and he's a great guy. But, you know, DJ Silver is slower than a herd of turtles marching through peanut butter uphill in January. And I love him to death. He's a great guy. He's going into hunting and getting shooting guns and whatnot. So I got some stories about Silver I'm writing and
can't wait.
About Amy's family. And just crazy stuff that's happened since the show started because, you know, all this hit us so quick and out of the blue that we were not prepared. So
yeah.
You kind of imagine we had to wing it like a one-legged duck swimming in a circle.
Yeah, boy, it's so much fun to talk to you. And I can see life has really changed in some wonderful ways since the show and given you an opportunity to write and, you know, tell your story, which is just, you know, it's unique and yet it's uniquely American. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful tale. Look forward to hearing more from you. I've been speaking with Ron Shirley. If you have never seen the show, watch it. It's on True TV. It's called Lizard Lick Towing. But obviously there's so much more to Ron, and you got to pick up his book, The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley, Lizard Tales. Got all kinds of Ronisms and his Ronosophy. And you can really learn a lot about life from reading the book. And so entertaining, so entertaining. Get it for someone you love for the holidays or get it for yourself just because you love yourself. And Ron, so great to talk to you this morning. It's such a pleasure. I wish you a lot of luck. And can't wait to see what's coming next for you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
All righty. Take care.
You have a good one.